Yesterday, we're discussing the Gemara of Mushbalayim Rasinai. The Gemara says, Tanakama, that if you nishba, shloyaycha, and you ate the shkotzer, masim, the velas, trefis, the Tanakama says, you're chayiv. So the Gemara asks, it's Mushbalayim Marasinai. Yesterday, we had two mahalchim. What does it mean, Mushbalayim Marasinai? One pshat, which many were trying to say, that it's the kashas pashit, the old cloud, and it's a chalissa. So Mushbalayim, it doesn't mean anything fancy. It's shvua. Mushbalayim, it just means, maybe like the words of the chazanish, muzhar v'ayimid. Not mushba v'ayimid, it's really muzhar v'ayimid. Meaning there's an isser, and it's chalissa. We saw in the Rimagash, that's l'chayra, the mahalach of the Avim Luhim, that Mushba V'ayimid means a shvua. Mushba V'ayimid means a shvua. And there's a shvua in Har Sinai. And in Cain, the Gemara's Kasha, Mushba V'ayimid is not just a general din and it's chaliser, it's a particular halacha in shvua. That there's no shvua on another shvua. Mushba v'ayim marasinai, so therefore there's no shvua that's chal on a shvua. So the second shvua that you're making can't be chal on the first shvua. And yesterday we discussed within this mahalach, the Gemara is discussing a new idea of mushba v'ayim the hainu ain shvua chal shvua. Does that mean that by shvua the general halacha of Ein Isser Chal Isser doesn't apply b'chlal? Or does that mean, no, really, Batsim Ein Isser Chal Isser would also be Akasha? In other words, there's a bit of a problem. Why is the Gemara asking from Ein Shvua Chal Shvua what happened to the good old Ein Isser Chal Isser? So either we would say, according to this mahalach, that Ein Isser Chal Isser does not apply to Shvua. And the reason for that might be, like we discussed yesterday, because the nature of the shvua is different than the nature of the iser, and the nature of shvua is the chiluf of the dibur, and the chiluf of the dibur, and the chiluf of the dibur would be chal on an iser. It's a total different idea. There's no problem in chal iser. Then we've come out the new idea of ein shvua chal shvua. Goes with the approach that even though the Gemara is asking from Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, that's not Lafuke Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's a Ein Isser Chal Isser is also a viable option. Narvas Ein Shvua Chal Shvua is better. I know that when we come regarding a Shvua, Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, the pshat is that the second Shvua is not Chal at all. Mashenke Ein Isser Chal Isser, even though you're not chayiv for the second iser, but the second iser is chal. Nafkamina, if b'chol sheyesh besakana, that in is chal iser, if it's just like in is chal iser, b'chol sheyesh besakana, you would have to matir the neder, matir the second shvua. But if it's al tein shvua chal shvua, then the pshat is the shvua is never chal to begin with. One shvua, you can't be mushba twice in the same thing. So therefore the Gemara ask the kasha, mushba v'ayimid, the hainu, that it is the nevela, there's a shvua on the nevela. Now you're trying to make another shvua on the nevela? It's not chal at all. That's the taikim of the Gemara's question. These are the two mahalchim that we discussed yesterday by Richas. It seems in Rashi, that Rashi learns, Rashi the third mahalach, Pashup Shah, how to explain the Gemara's kasha. Because Rashi says, in Reb Shimon, it says that it's Potter. So Rashi says, "Shari Mushba V'ayim Arasinai Ala Nevelas Ve'en Shvua Chal Al Mitzvah." Yeah. So Rashi says, "He's Mushba V'ayim Ala Nevelas Ve'en Shvua Chal Al Mitzvah." So Rashi learns the reason why the Shvua is not Chal is a new halacha. It's a new halacha of Shvua not being chal on mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah, which is the Mishnah, Kiddul Kama, and the Mishnah Chav Zayin, the Mechloik is Yud Mesera, and the Rabbanon. What's it then? Nishba Kayim is a mitzvah. So, where Taisa over there said, we discussed yesterday, Taisa says the Mishnah is only talking about Lagabe a mitzvah say. But by Laisa say, even the Messiah is Maida, the Ainus a Chalissa. This Rashi is arguing. And this Rashi is saying that the Mishnah is talking about even Lois essays. Even Lois essays. For now, let's say even Lois essays. And that's what Rashi is saying. That is the site of our Gemara. Gemara's Kash Mujbay Mar Sinai is not the general din of Enes Chaliser. It's the new halacha that Shmuel is not chal mitzvahs. So Rashi is not getting involved in the mujbayimit aspect of it. Is anything special about mujbayimit? Is it a shvur or is it just the iser? Rashi could be saying mujbayimit al nevelis, meaning that there's an iser of nevela, but emamela shvur can't be chal on a pre-existing iser. Why can't a shvur be chal on a pre-existing iser? Because the mission that says that a shvur can't be chal on mitzvahs. And that's in the makar of the Mishnah, has nothing to do with Enes Chalis. So the Gemara discusses Lahar Lahaytiv. Is it a special halach in Shvua of Lahar Lahaytiv? And therefore, you can't have a Shvua to Mekayim Mitzvah, you can't have a Shvua. And now she learns, Pashtis, that there's no difference between Mitzvah Hasei and Mitzvah Lais Hasei.
Isn't Larala
to teach us? I'm sorry.
Isn't Larala hated to teach us was Bita is on the
Asa? I'm sorry. It's very hard for me to hear.
Isn't Larala hated to teach us was Bita is on the Asa?
Well, first we're talking about Shvul Asa over here. Talking about Shvul Yaichal Nevela. Now, so that's Rashi, okay? Now, so just Derech Agav, if I may, just the idea, which maybe we'll come back to, there is a Shita that the Tashbitz brings down, and it's a shita really in the Sefer Hashlama. Random on cameras. The Sefer Hashlama over here brings down a shita that he learns in the Mishnah, in the Gemara Nedarim, that says, the Shvua, Menayin Shem is Barim L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. So the Gemara said, Nishmati V'Kayayim. So that's all Shail and Rishayim over there. What does that mean? So the Sefer Shalom brings down a Shita that the Shvua over there is Chal, Bein L'Karben, Bein L'Malkah. A guy makes a nishbal kaimis a mitzvah, it's chal bein lekarb and bein lemalkas. It's a full-fledged shvur. The Ran over there says it's chal lemalkas, but not lekarbin. Because by carbon is a mit, a larb lehetiv. But for malkas, it's chal. That's the Ran in the Dharm Davche says. The shita that Ashlama brings down says that it's chal the carbon, it's chal bein the carbon, bein the malchus. I the Mishnah, it says that the Nishbal, the Shavuah is not chal on mitzvahs. At least legabe carbon. Says the Hashlama, the Mishnah is talking about a lois asay. Mashen gibay say, the shvuah is chal, even if you're a chamin. It could be the mocker is because the shmati v'kayema. We have a pasuk. Lovan melch, the shmati v'kayema. Just like Tosfos on the Chof Zayin says that the mocker of Yehuda and Meseira is the shmati v'kayema. So it could be, according to the Hashlama, even the chamin amayda the shmati v'kayema. And that's why a shvuah l'kayem es ha-mitzvah is chal, bein l'kar, bein l'malkas. And the Mishnah is talking about l'kayem mitzvahs l'isaseh. So it comes out that there's three shittas in the Mishnah. Taisa's shita is that the Mishnah is dafka, the machloikis, but Yehuda Meseir Nebanon is dafka by l'isaseh, but by dafka by aseh, but by l'isaseh, everyone holds the shvuah is not chal. Rashi by us says it's even by lois asay. Pashas is bein basay, bein by lois asay, because the same sefer Hashlama brings down from Rashi in the Darim that Rashi in the Darim holds that a nishbal kayim asay. It was like the case in the Gemara, in the Darim. Nayish Nishbam Kaimas and Mitzvah, Nishbata Kayema. So he says, but that's Rashi. That it's not chal at all. Bein l'kar and bein l'malkas. It's not chal, you don't get malkas either. Bein l'kar and bein l'malkas. So Pash is the fi Rashi. The Mishnah is talking about both carbon and malchus, and the shita of the Hashlama that he brings down upon him is that the Mishnah is talking about dafka by lois and seva by say everyone's ma'ida that it's chal bein the carbon bein the malchus. Upon him, so b'shitas Rashi again in our Gemara by nishba l'kayin mitzvah lois and say Rashi is telling us that. The reason the Gemara's kash mujva va'aymid is the din of nishba kaimas and mitzvah, which is not chal. Now over here, there's a very, very difficult question. It's very, very unclear. B'shitas Rashi, is this legabe only is legabe carbon or even legabe malchus? This is a very, very unclear question because. Even Rashi by us, Rashi starts off chayiv fida tanakama carbon shvuah, right? Tanakama holds you chayiv carbon shvuah. It's mashma that the malchus. Oh, you know, one second before we go to that, I just want to make one point. Sorry, if we're learning in Rashi, the Rashi is learning our Gemara. Mitzad nishba kaimes mitzvah. That's the Gemara's kash mujba vaymid. Then we have to ask ourselves, what happened to enes chaliser? Why are we asking alts nishba kaimes mitzvah? Why aren't we asking alts enes chaliser? Same kash question we discussed yesterday. So the simple answer we would like to say is, like we said yesterday. Like Rav Chanan's kasha, the enes chalis is not a problem because by a shvuah on a mitzvah, there's no problem in enes chalis. If that's the answer to this question, why Rashi has to go running to the Mishnah of Zion and he can't learn the Gemara's kasha as enes chalis, then I'm sorry, it's muchach that even if it's a chamim, the side of this shvuah is being machlef diburai. Because if the whole Yisrael of Rav Chanan, why there's no problem in Yisrael Isser, is because Isser Shvua is fundamentally different than the Isser of Nevela, because it's being Machav Dibur, and therefore there's no reason why it can't be Chal. If I keep it Aveim, like Rabbi Chanan said yesterday, then it's Muchal Il Virachamim. What we discussed yesterday also, Il Virachamim, the side of Isser Shvua is Machav Dibur, and the whole Machalik's Kivin Racham is, does he mean to answer Kol Shuhu, like Lashem Bnei Adam, who means to answer Kizayis, like Lashem HaTayra? If that's
why it, why is it Mochach?
Because if we're saying that the reason why Rashi has to go running to the new halacha of Ein Shvua Chal on mitzvahs, Nishbukayim is a mitzvah, it's not Chal, and Rashi doesn't learn like the Rishonim of Enitz Chal Isser. If the reason for that is because Enitz Chal Isser is not a problem because Shvua is different. Shvua could be Chal and Isurim. And the reason why Shvua could be Chal and Isurim is like Rabbi Chanan said yesterday, because it's Machav Dibur. Right? Right now we're not just going to Rabbi Kiva, we're going to Chamim. We're not going to Rabbi Kiva. Only we're going to Chamim. And the Gemara's Kasha Mujma Va'imid is a Kasha on the Chamim. Unless you want to say the Gemara chaps on the Svar of Shvua bin Chal and Mitzvahs, because we also want to ask Rabbi Kiva. He could maybe be matri. The Pashtus, if the Gemara is saying, if Rashi is learning the Kasha is, Alts Nishba Kaim as a mitzvah, not in Nischal Isser. And the Pshat is because there is no problem in Nischal Isser. And the reason for that is because Shvua is different. And the Pshat is like the Imtir Chum. Maybe we can have a different Teretz. Maybe. That depends on what we're about to say now. That's why I want to be mocking that. Now, in Rashi, the question is, a very big question is, the din of Nishbal Kayim as a mitzvah, that we say L'fi Chom, it's not Chal. Is that only L'gabi Karban, or is that even L'gabi Malkus? So, we had discussed Rashi and Abdalid, and Kveger was Medayik and Rashi and Abdalid, that when the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the guy makes a Shvua, Shloch Hikazeh, then he says again, Shloch Hikazeh. So Rashi says, that's totally the machloekis. Rudin and Sayin Rabbanon. That's called Nishbal. Once he asked the kikos, now the second shvur is a shvur kaim as a mitzvah. And Rashi Nevdalid said, potem is shvur's carbon. So Rashi is mashma. Craig is back then. Rashi, he's potem shvur's carbon, but Malkus, there will be. Malkus, there will be. Malkus, there will be. Now, Rashi Bayas, when Rashi says, "V'shim paritishay mujvayim rasinai," then shvu chala al mitzvah. So there, in the same Lashon Yam Rashi Chabez and Beis, the last Rashi on Chabez and Beis. Rashi says, "V'shim shvu chala al dvar mitzvah." Taking out of context, but you could look at it yourself. Rashi says, "V'shim shvu chala al dvar mitzvah." Rashi is a lashon that shvu is not chal on a dvar mitzvah, and that, like Abraham is dying this morning, is mashma that it's not that the shvu is not chal. Period. Bein lekar and bein lemalkus. Rashi doesn't say it's a ptur of carbon. Rashi says the shvu is not chal. So that would be a shtickles theory to Rashi and Abdalid. And even Rashi over here, Rashi starts off the Gemara, Chayiv, the Tanakam holds Chayiv, Rashi's carbon shvua. But that's not funny, because Chayiv, Chayiv, Malkus also, I don't know why Rashi would point out carbon shvua. Anyway, Chayiv, it's true, you are Chayiv, Malkus also the Vircham. Why does Rashi say carbon shvua? And in the Chiyuv, why does Rashi say Yichayev Karmen Shvua? Why does Rashi say Malkus? It's not hard. But Al-Kapanim,
Rashi could just be telling us what the Machlokas is.
What?
Rashi's just telling us what the Machlokas from Shimon is.
because Rav Shimon is masking you. No, that was Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon will be masking. Right. Then it will be mashma that the whole machloek is only got to be carbon, but the guy Malkus of Shimon's Maida, because the din of Nishba, the Kayim is a mitzvah, the din of Nishba, the Kayim is a mitzvah, is only torn carbon, Rav Shimon, and not Malkus. Okay, so then this theory is all around. Right? But there's a Rashi in Nedarim Adav Ches that Hashlama brings down that says, Nishbal Kayim Mitzvahs Asay, Yipater Ben Karben Ben Malkus. So that's maybe a Beferish Rashi. Again, we don't have the Rashi in front of us. We have a Rashi Rishonim are quoting for us. The Tashbits and the Sefer Shlomo are quoting a Rashi in the Dharim. We don't have Rashi in the Dharim, but they're quoting a Rashi in the Dharim. That Nishba, Lekayim, Mitzvah Saseh, Yipater, Bain, Karbin, Bain, Malkus. And therefore, that would be Mashma, that Rashi holds that the Miyut of Lahar Lehetiv, of Dav Chav Zayin, is not just a Miyut in Karbin, it's a Miyut even in Malkus. And Rabbi Kveger himself, in Simon Reish Lam, in Yerideh, Simon Reish Lam and Ches, Kveger himself in Simon Reish Lam and Ches, brings down a Rashi in Makis, Daf Chof Beis, although the problem is, a Rashi on Yutes on Beis, there's apprentices over there which says that Rashi was nifter in the middle of his writing his pirish on Makis in the middle of Yutes on Beis, and his son-in-law, the Rivan, took over. But Al Kapanim, Rav Kveger, for some quotes it as Rashi, and Rashi Chof Beis, when it says, Mika Chayo Alei, the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why don't we have add a Shavua? Why don't we add a Shavua? Shalei Echroish? And the Gemara says, it's not Chal, says Rashi. The Gemara says, Losh is not Chal. Why? Because Mujbari Maratzina, the Gemara says. Where's the Gemara? Lech Shavnami, Kagoin Dama Shwush, Echroish, Beyumtiv, Hossam, like a Cholash Shvua. Actually, Lashon of Gemara is interesting. Gemara says, like a Cholash Shvua. That same Lashon of Rashi, the Shvua is not Chal, because Mujbayim Varasinai. Says Rashi or the Rivan, like Chatmich Kochailish Olei. I don't know if you can see it, it might be too small. Ahavale nishba shaloi levat yilvat la mitzvah. Benaf galom melahar lehetiv b'shvua, the ein zu shvua. So ein zu shvua, right? Ein zu shvua, Hirashi says. Very strong lush, ein zu shvua. Zokar b'kveg, it's mashma from Rashi that a nishba kaim es a mitzvah, ein zu shvua. Not like a Diak Losh and Rashi and Avdalin. So it would seem, again, this is Rivan, not Rashi, it's the son-in-laws don't always agree with their Hashver. But Rashi, at least, that the Rishonim bring down from Dav Ches and the Dharma is saying that Anish B'Kayim is in Mitzvah is not Chal at all. Rashi Bayas says, also in Shvua Chala, Rashi Chobez and Bez, also in Shvua Chala. So it would seem that there's more, okay, I don't know more. There's a lot of mashmayas in that Rashi holds that the Shavuot is not Chal at all. There are some mashmayas in that maybe it's only not Chal Lekarbon, but Malkus there is. If we say that it's not chal carbon, but it is chal malchus, Firashi. Then it's even more shver why the Gemara chooses to ask from Nishbakayim as a mitzvah and not from Enes Chaliser. Because if it would be out Enes Chaliser, there's no Malkus either. If it's Ein Shvur Chal on mitzvahs, then according to Rashi, there's Malkus. So that would make the question more difficult. Why is the Gemara asking from a new idea of Shvur being on a mitzvah? Why don't we ask from the good old Enes Chaliser? And Adarab, Enes Chaliser is a stronger kasha. Enes Chaliser would say there's no Malkus. But the Gemara's kasha, Mujer Vayim, the Rashi explains, is in Nishmakayim as a mitzvah, that's only Lagabe Karban, not Lagabe Malkus. So that would see that we have more reason to say that there's no problem in Shvuah and Ischal Isser. Like we said, there'll be no problem in Ischal Isser, like we said before. There'll be no problem in Ischal Isser, like we said before, because Shvuah is different. And then again, Lachar Rabbi Mashma that in Fir Banon, the gather Shvuah is a Bimachlet Tiburai. If you say that it's even Gai Malkus, then you don't have this extra question. And maybe if you say it like that, then maybe you don't even have a question at all why it doesn't say and it's Chaliser, because if there's a new idea of Ein Shvur Chal Mitzvahs, and it's a miyut on the Etzem Shvur being Chal, so then, if we say like that, then the etzem, we could say the Torah of the Avnim Luim. Then we could say that the reason why the Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara is as Ein Shvur Chal on Mitzvahs, because Ein Shvur Chal on Mitzvahs, it's not Chal at all, like Rashi says. It's not Chal. The Shvur is not Chal. Mashenki by Enes Chaliser, like Prim Godem says, the second Isser is there, and Nafkamini Yatimata Neder if you're a Chalish Yashbazakana, like we discussed with Fidavimur. So, in other words, so then maybe we could get out of my Raya against Rabbi Abraham, and we might not be forced to say in Rashi that Enes Chaliser doesn't apply to Shvur. Loyal Maltel Enes Chaliser applies to Shvur. Because Shvur is not the Yisoid of the Isser Shvur is not Machlok Dibur. Yisoid of the Isser Shvur is the same as any other Isser. But why do we ask from Ein Shvur Chal al Mitzvahs and not from Ein Ischal Isser? And the answer is because if Ein Shvur Chal al Mitzvahs, the Shvur is not Chal at all, like Rashi says. It's a miyut of Lahar Lahaytib, which says the Shvur on a mitzvah is not Chal, period, like Rashi says. Ain shvur chal al mitzvah. The shvur is not chal, like the lashon of Gemara in Makis, lashon of the Rivan in Makis, lashon of the Rivan in Makis. That the shvur, the ain zu shvur. So then we can understand why we hop on shvur on mitzvahs and not iser chal iser, because there's a gain. It's a stronger question. Asking from Shvuah and Mitzvahs, because then it's not Chal at all. Shankin is Chal Isser, it's Chal. It's just they don't get Malkus for it. And enough Kamina, by Chal Yishesh Meskan, you have to mat the net. Okay. That's Beshitas Rashi. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, which I think relates to our question of what does Mujer Vayim Har Sinai mean? Because the Gemara says by us, Rav and Shmuel of Reichenen, they say, what's the Hechatimtza? How do we get out of the problem of Mujer Vayim? The answer is Kailu. The Kailu Dvarim Hamutarim Dvarim Asurim, which Derech Agav will raise, see the Rashi and see the Ritva. Rashi says, "Kolaymar, im hoy nishbal neveilus levadon, lehoyse shvur chala." Again, lehoyse shvur chala. So Rabbi Yechon saying that over here it's kail. Why? Because he didn't say shvur shel eichel nevela. He said shvur shel eichel. So by definition, the second, the shvur is kail more than the iser. And so Rashi explains, so what's the machlaikis? Reb Shimon doesn't hold of kail. Now here's a little interesting, right? Because it is interesting. Because here we're already smudging the lines between Issachal Isser and Isser on a mitzvah. Because we're saying that the shaila of whether by an Issachal Isser, the second Isser is kail more than the first Isser is chal, that's going to apply equally to the din of Shvua on mitzvahs, right? Which didn't have to be. In other words, according to Rishayinim, that we're talking about Enis Chaliser, then the Gemara is very smooth. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shmuel that are saying, we're talking about Issa Kailo, yeah, say it, because we're talking about Enis Chaliser. Well, if you Rashi, that we're dealing with a new idea, and so too if you Lavim Luim, that we're dealing with a new idea of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, we're dealing with a new idea of Ein Shvua Chal Mitzvahs, so it's not moving the Elov, that the rules that apply to Enis Chal Isser vis-a-vis Issa Kail, Issa Maisis, Issa Vasachas would necessarily apply to Shvua Mitzvahs, but the Gemara is saying it does. Agapan Barashi said the case of Kail is because Yistam said Shvua Shle Eichel. The Ritva takes issue with Rashi, and he says that no, that if the guy just said Shvua Shle Eichel, then we say his das is only on the dvarim hamutarim. So therefore, the case of kail would have to be where he said shvush le'eichal nevela v'heter. Only then would it be considered nisa kail. He quotes Rashi. Rashi says not like that. So even though Moshe asked yesterday that Rashi on Chav Gimel, when the Gemara says Kailo, there Rashi says Shapirish Vama Shvush LaEichel Nevel Sushkutas. That was Moshe's question yesterday, but then Moshe ran away too fast because Rabbi Abraham was also listening in, and he answered right away that if you look at the Gemara over there, it's Mavur in the Gemara for a different reason, that it's talking about Mefarish. The Gemara is talking about Mefarish over there. It was Gemara Akasha. So we say, you're potter. And then it says, shvush le'eichel, ye'in nevela, yechayiv. So the Gemara thought that nevela is called ein roi. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about this mefarish. So there the Gemara said, they were talking about this mefarish. And therefore, the case of Kail has to be your mefarish. He already says he specified nevela because the problem with ein roi, was somebody said nevela. Then if the Gemara needs a case of Kail, if he said Nevela, in order to speak Kail, it has to be that he said Nevela and Heter. Because just saying Shlosh L'Eichel is not enough, because then it wouldn't be Kail Nevela, because it ain't it right. That's the answer to Moshe's question. But our Gemara is not going with that, so therefore Rashi learns that the Kail is just by virtue of the fact that he said Shlosh L'Eichel, that itself makes a Kail. Yeah, Moshe, you here? Moshe? Got it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, fine. So that's Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish says, that's Gemara's Teres for Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish said, it has to be Mefarish. Mefarish Chatzis Shir, Lid Rabbanim, Islam Lid Rabbi Kiva, Dom otherwise Atzim El Kolshu. Says Rashi, Rish Lakish Amar, Haim Rabbanim Lamishim Kailu, Loin Minu Kailu Bi Surei Shvua. Mefarish Rish Lakish, time will come on. You have to wait for the sugi later. But yet the mitzvah is chayv al chatzis shir, she'en a mush ba'olav, mahar sinai. U'mishim shvua mechayiv, oy b'mefarish, So Rish Lakish says that the way the Shavuah is going to be Chal is because it has to be by Chatzis Shavuah, not Mushba. So the question is, fine, this is true, the Rish Lakish Lishtasai, then holds that Chatzis Shavuah is Mutim Natar. So it's not Mushba Vayim. There's no Isser in Chatzis Shavuah. What about Alfir B'Yechana? So Pashas, we'd say, one second, Alfir B'Yechana, Chatzis Shavuah is Asim Natar. So for him, he could never say this teretz. So the Be'erich L'Chayr cannot answer Rish Lakish's teretz. That's why he says, Kail, he holds a Chatzis Shir is awesome in that teretz. So you are Mujbavayim by Chatzis Shir. You're Mujbavayim by Chatzis Shir. So if you're Mujbavayim by Chatzis Shir, then the Shua is not going to be Chal. Problem is, the Gemara grapples with the question of why doesn't Rabbi Yechon learn like Rish Lakish, and the Gemara doesn't give this teretz. The Gemara gives different teretz why Rabbi Yechon doesn't learn like Rish Lakish. He wants it should be l'kul alma, Gemara says. So Taisin and Rishayim, they all ask, one second, we have a very simple teretz why Rabbi Yechon can't learn like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds l'shitasei chatzis shasim ratayra, b'chatzis shir yimush b'vayim marasinai. Yimush b'vayim marasinai, then the Shavuah can't be chal. Then the Shavuah can't be Chal on Chatzis Shir if he has to say Kail. This is a question that Rishonim are bothered with. So some Rishonim answer. The Ritva answers that even for Rabbi Yechanan, the Shavuah could be Chal. Ritva Chav Beis and Beis, and the Ramban Chav Gimel Oli Beis, Ritva quotes the Ramban. And in this Teretz, and Rishayim, there seems to be two different ways of understanding what the Yisoid is. Why, even for Rabbi Yechanan, the Chatzis Shir is Asmer HaTayra, you say the Shavuah is Chal and Chatzis Shir. So Dva brings down from Rabban. He says, he brings down a Chayim Kasa, that Filo Rabbi Yechanan Baila, the Chim and the less Chatzis Shir Malkus, like Carbon, like Karis. Even if Rabbi Yechanan Chatzis Shir is awesome in Atayra, but there's no Einish, V'chash L'mujbayim Mar Sinai. Since there's no Einish, it's not called Mujbayim Mid. V'chayr Le'isr Shavuah. Says Ritva, K'isr Chomer Shu Chal Al'isr Kal. V'afil man V'loi Moed Ba'alma, Moed Ha'cha. Ritva says the Shail and the Sugya in Kedushin, Ayin Zayin, whether or not Isr Chomer, we say Isr Chal Al'isr Ba'isr Chomer. But with sickness is more chomer. But over here, kul alma, since there's no einish by chatzis shir, and now you're creating an isser that has an einish, the kul alma will say that's chal. No problem in it's chal isser because it's an isser chomer. It was an einish. We had such an idea, if you remember, in the Rishonim when they discussed Rashi, that where the neder is chal on yisurim. And they say, even if you're doing Meseira, go over there, be mice of carbon. Rishonim had a whole discussion about that. Back upon him, we had a whole question about that, whether that's, you know, that called mice or not. Because it's not that it's chal manavshach, it's only chal with the Isser. Back upon him, that's one terrace. Now, the story of this teretz is that the reason why if you're Be'echanon, it's going to be Chal, is because it's more Chomer. Now, so therefore, even if you're Be'echanon, Nishba, not to eat Chatzis Shir Nevela, the Shavuah is going to be Chal, because the Shavuah is more Chomer than the Isser of Chatzis Shir. In Taisvis, in Taisis and Chav Gimel and Beis, I think it's also Mukhach like that. Because there's another Mahalach in the Rishonim which says, that's the Mahalach, so before we get Taisis, that's the Mahalach of the Ran. The Mahalach of the Ran in the Chedushim on Chav Gimel Second. Yeah. Let me share this. Okay. The Ran first brings down the Mahalach of the Rishayim. And then he has a discussion about that. And he says he has a problem. First he brings down. Then he has a problem though. That the shvua has to go both ways. If you make a shvua not to eat chatzis sher of nevela, since you can't make a shvua to eat chatzis sher of nevela, because that zichah not going to be chal. In other words, the only reason why to make a shvua not to eat chatzis sher of nevela is chal, is because it's a chomer is chal and it's a chal. That's the gabe when you make a shvua not to eat the nevela. You make a shvua to eat the nevela. That's there's not going to be any svar that should be chal. Right? It's only a svar and ain't is a chal iser. The second iser is more chomer. It's called ma'aser. But if you want to make a shvua to eat the nevela chatzis sher, that for sure you can't do. So the problem is, it's less of a la v'hein. Less of a la v'hein. The Ran is bothered by this question. And he gives a teretz. He gives a teretz based on the Rimbagash. So we'll leave that teretz for now. Then he says another teretz. Big Yisrael. He says the Ran, nearly. She'ein onu tzrichim l'kol zeh. Da'afil rab yayichim da'amachad jasim na'tayra. Shvuah chal olav. The whole lesson of furish min atayir ba'asei oy b'lois asei loy mikri mushba v'ayimid l'inyin shloy tachol shvua Allah. Says the Ran, it's not called mushba v'ayimid. It's not just that is right. It's not called mushba v'ayimid l'inyin shloy tachol shvua Allah. It means raya. We'll leave his raya for a moment. Now this Ran is saying. He's obviously not saying asvar of chomer and kal. He's saying it's not called mushba v'ayimid, right? It's not called mushba v'ayimid. What does he mean? What does it mean that it's not called mushba v'ayimid? What does that mean? Chatzis sher is asur min ha'Torah. What do you mean it's not called mushba v'ayimid? What does it mean it's not called mushba v'ayimid? It's like this. In the Rambam also seems to be saying like that. The Rambam says, "Perkei Halacha Zayin, Shvur Shle Eichel Kol Shu Menevela Menevelas Atreves VaAchal Pachas Mekazayis Chayin B'Shvur Sharei Einoy Mushba Al Chatzis Sher Mahar Sinai." Yeah, Rambam said, "Don't say." Rambam says, "The Shvur is Chal, even though Rambam passed Rabbi Yochanan." Right? Rambam says, "Sharei Einoy Mushba." Ain't no mushba al chatzis sher. So everybody said, what do you mean ain't no mushba al chatzis sher? Mahar Sinai. We call it Rabbi Yochanan, you are mushba. So Advaz, Kesa Mishnah, they're both bothered by this. So what is it looks up to Kesha Mishnah, Vitzar Chlaimar? Shafa Pishu Osir Menatayra, ain't no mushba Allah. Again, Sasam V'loi Pirish, ain't no mushba. It's Osir, but it's not mushba. What does that mean? That's that Ran. It's also, but it's not mushba. What does that mean? Says the Advaz, he explains it a little better. Yishloimar, the nehid chatzis sher osim in atayra, mishum the chazis tarufei, aval ein mefurish b'tayra, iser, v'ashvua lehayis el advar mefurash b'tayra. Oh, which Derech Agav, in the Radvaz, when Radvaz, back up a second, he says, Koshali, Kivan Shu Asim and Atayra, Harei Hu Mushbal, Dichsiv Arur Ashalayakum is Divre Atayra Zais. And in case you're wondering, what does it mean, Mujba Vayim Har Sinai? Where is the Shvuah of Har Sinai? It sounds like he's saying that the Mujba Vayim Har Sinai is the Aror. Aror Shalayakim is Divet Har Ezaitz. Stam, funny, really. Why is that called a Shvuah? Klala, Aror Shalayakim. So it might be make it more difficult. We're about the same as well.
It's Arvus Moav, no?
Huh?
It's not Sinai. That's Arvus Moav.
That's true. It's also a problem. That's someone. Is it Samasha? Second. It's a good question. Now, says back to Chatzis Shia. Says there at Vaz that even though we say Fir Biyach and Chatzis Lasim and Taira, says there at Vaz, Hashvuah Loi Haisa El Al Dvarim Hamufrashim Taira. Says there at Vaz, the Mujbav, even though it's Asim and Taira, but there's no Mujbav Aymed. The Shvuah was on. What was in front of them? When Klai Yisrael and Nishban Har Sinai, that Shvuah was on what? And what was given to them? What was written in the Bible? What was in the first Bakra? That's what they got. They got the Torah. On that, there was a Shvuah. Something that's learned out afterwards, something that's learned out with the Drasha, on that, there was never a Shvuah. And since there was never a Shvuah, Memela, the Shvuah that you make now in Chatzis Nevel is Chal. It's interesting. The advance brings a Raya. Heyday says, Shreik Sibba Tayr Le Sassim Edava Shigil Agidu Lecha. Afil Hachi Chayr Le Shvuah Ayisur Rabbana. Says the advance, I'll prove to you this Yisai, that the Shvuah was not Chal on things that are not Mefurish. What's his Raya? From Le Sassar. Kidua, there's a machlekes Rambam in the Ramban. What's nichlal in the lav of leisasa? Leisasa mekashi igid l'cha yiminu small. The Rambam says all drabanans are nichlal leisasa. Means if you're over in this drabanan, you're over in this leisasa. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, Sherish Aleph, goes to town against the Rambam. And he asks a million questions on the Rambam. And one of his questions he asks that if you tell me that every Yisra Rabbanon is an Yisra Raisa, so why is Safik Rabban Makula? Are every Rabbanon is the Raisa? Adarab, every Rabbanon is more Chomer, because every Rabbanon has an Asay Velaisa Asay. Kol Sheirucha and Lo Yisasa. Okay, it is Trutzim. Agapanim, the Ramban, so it's interesting, the Tajbits, in the Sefer Zoya Harakia, the Tajbit has a Sefer on Minyan and Mitzvahs. It's a pirish on the poem of the Shimon of Ibn Gabiril. Shimon? Of Abraham. Top. Azaris, it's a Ibn Gabiril. It's a Shimon Ibn Gabiril? Or Shimon Kardis, too?
It's Shlomo.
What? Oh, Shlomo and Gabriel. Right.
Shlomo, I think.
Yeah. It's a shy, okay. Anyway, at the bottom, he wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs. And the beginning over there, he says, it's also in the Tajbits, the Shaz Achuvah's Tajbits, Simon Kufmam Gimel. He says, the Ramban asked a million kashas in the Rambam, but he forgot the main kasha. The main kasha in the Rambam is the Gemara that said, the Gemara that's Mavur, that Shvuah's Chal on the Rabbanah. That we see in Rish Lakish, since Chatzis is only Asad Rabbanon, Shvuah is Chal. If every Rabbanon is the Raisa, because of every Rabbanon is the Raisa, because of Leisaser, then why is the Shvuah Chal in Rabbanon? Why is the Shvuah Chal in Rabbanon? Every Rabbanon is the Raisa. So why is the Shvuah for Rish Lakish Chal and Chatzis Shir? It's Shvuah's a Deraisa. That's what the Tajbit said. That's the real kash in the Rambam, said the Tajbit. The real knockout on the Rambam is not the Rambam's question. The Rambam's question we can eat together. The main kash in the Rambam is this kasha. But the Radvaz over here, Rabbi Yisai, is answering that question. I believe there's a Chuvus Radvaz as well that answers this question. It's in the, somebody called the Chuvus Radvaz. Well, they caught one on the side of it. Maybe that's what it is. The Radvaz over here, Rabbi Yisai, is answering this question. How is Radvaz answering the Tajbit's question on the Rambam? Paket, the Tajbit says, the Radvaz says that something that's not Mefurish Bekra, there's no Shvua. It's not Mujba Vayimit. And that's why even for Rabbi Yochanan, the Shkot Shos Matayr, but not Mefurish Bekra. I'll bring your eye, says the Tajbitz, says the Radvaz, from Isra'banon. Every Isra'banon is a saucer. So why is Shvu Chal? Elamai, because it's not Mefurish Bekra. It's not Mefurish Bekra. Which is interesting, because some ask, what do you mean it's not Mefurish Bekra? The Pasuk says, Le saucer. Why is it not Mefurish Bekra? The Pasuk says, Lai Sasser, Mekal Shigiluch HaYimin Usmal. And Adraba, the Shach, Resh Lamates brings down a Maral Bach that says that Rabbanon is more chomer than a Deraisa, Gabi Shvuah Binchal. Why? Because Rabbanon is Mefurish Bekra. But Chatzishir is not Mefurish Bekra. Chatzish is not Mefurish Bekra. But Isra Rabban is Mefurish Bekra. Because it says, Lai Saser. It's Mefurish. Lai Saser. Because you're the Chomer. Why is that not Mefurish? Isra Rabban is Mefurish. Mefurish Bekra. The Radvaz says, no, Isra Rabban is not Mefurish Bekra. What's the Machlaikis here? Is Isra Rabban Mefurish Bekra? It's not Mefurish Bekra. So here, Rabbi Yisai, I think there's a big Yisai over here. We're digressing for a moment. You'll have to pardon me. But because there's a shaila by Le Sasser. You have to indulge me over here. There's a shaila in Le Sasser. What is the gather of Le Sasser? Is the pshat that Chazal, when the Torah says Le Sasser, the Torah gave Chazal the koyach to aser. And Mamela, the Torah says you have to listen to Chazal. What is Torah saying you have to listen to Chazal? I mean, Torah is giving the Chazal the Karech to Aser. Mamela, if once Chazal Asers, they have a Karech to Aser. Has a Taikah. Now, or we say no. The side of the Aser is, the Torah says don't listen, you have to listen to that. Don't not listen to that. So, it's not that they have a Karech to Aser. Whatever they say, you have to listen to it. Like keep it Avein. Yeah, the father says, you know, put on your coat. Yeah, so it's not the pshat. The third kids one way or another, they put on your coat. You don't put on your coat. No, the third wants you to listen to your father. So whatever your father says, the third says, listen. Now, okay, there's a bigger arichah. I'm not going to the arichahs about this, but the nafkamina might be, you know, there's really is in yeshivish terms, are there chalukei shemis by rabbana? In other words, when Chazal say baser oif b'cholav is aser. When Chazal says Shnius Larais is Aser, is it a bus b'chol of Dikadin? Or is it just a general, a Lais Aser Dikadin? In other words, when Chazal say you can't eat bus oif b'chol, and a guy eats bus oif b'chol, is the Oiv Nisr bus b'chol? Or is the Oiv Nisr of Lais Aser? Then he didn't listen. There's no difference if you don't listen Lagabi bus b'chol, or you don't listen Lagabi Shnius Larais, or you don't listen to Teshvus by Shabbos. In all three of them, you did the exact same thing. Chazal said, don't live with your grandmother. Chazal said, don't eat basarai b'chalav. Chazal said, don't be metal to mukza. What you were over by all those three is the exact same thing. What is that? What's the shame of the Isser? You didn't listen to the rabbis. That is the problem. That's the Isser, that you didn't listen to the rabbis. Or no, if we say Pshat is that Chazal v'kayach ta'aser, then the Pshat is, so when Chazal make a nisa basa oif b'chalav, it's a basa b'chalav b'kadin. When Chazal say Isser Shabbat is a Shabbos Dikadin. Chazal say, it's an Arayis Dikadin. And it might become a common Afghaminis. I don't want to be married too much. By Shabbos, it might be Nachmil Gabi Mummer, or you consider Mummer Chalter Kula. Let's not be married over here. But, so incidentally, the Zariah from the Advaz in Hilchos Mamrim, which that the Advaz holds, the Pshat is that the Chazal of a Kayach Da'aser. So Mele, I think that's the side of the Shail over here, whether the Rabbanons is considered Mefurish Bekra or not. The Advaz says, the Rabbanons are not Mefurish Bekra. Why? This is the Advaz L'shitasai. Because the Advaz holds that Chazal, L'shitasai, gives Chazal Kayach to Aser. So now Chazal can go ahead and Aser, which means Chazal say, the Torah says, Chazal have an ability to create Isurim. And if they create a Bas B'chol, it's Bas B'chol. If they create a Rais, it's a Rais. Chazal could create an Isur. So now, this Isur, Bas Rais B'chol, Rabbi Yisai, is that Mefurish Bekra? No way! Shnis L'Rais, is that Mefurish Bekra? This new Isur Chazal created, is that Mefurish Bekra? No, it's not Mefurish Bekra. Even though the Isur is Mefurish, but the Isur they created, which is the side of Isra Rabbanon, is not Mefurish Bekra. Says Radvaz, if Shvuah is Chal on the Rabbanon, you see that if it's not Mefurish Bekra, then there's no Shvuah on that, and therefore the Shvuah is Chal. The Malbach holds no. He holds that Rabbanon, there's one shame Isra Rabbanon, and that is that you're not listening. So if the shame of the Isra is that you're not listening, then it doesn't make a difference if you're not listening in Arayis, in Bas B'Cholav, or Shabbos, the Issers are not listening. And that's Mefurish Bekra. The Torah said, listen, don't not listen. That's Mefurish Bekra. So, Akapanim,
Rabbi, what's the kasha?
Nachzlun Yineinu.
If Lissos is the same as Kibbutz Av, then why can't we ask for B'Cholav's kasha? We say Issers should be Talasim.
What?
If Lissos is the same as Kibbutz Av,
right,
then we can ask Rabbi Chanan's kasha, the same thing he asked yesterday. Of course, Issa should be Chala Issa. So of course, you create Shmuel on Issa Darabon, because the only problem is L'Sasa. That's the side thing. It's not the mice itself is Asa.
Okay, so in Chalabi, it's Shu is Chal on Rabbana.
So what's the kasha? So there's no kasha either way.
There was never. You see, according to Malbach, he knows not Mefurish Bekra. You know, it's considered Mefurish Bekra, but a second. Say it. So you helped me out. You helped me very much just now, because I didn't want to get involved in deep. The Maralbach is talking about a shvua against the Torah, but not a shvua to Mekayim Drabanan. That is Chal. Okay, Yossi, we'll talk. Okay, I don't want to move on now, but you're making a good point. Making a good point. Al Kapanim. Now back to Advaz. So what is Advaz telling me, by side? That when the Rambam says that the Shvuah Shloi Oichal Chatzis Shir is Chal, why? Because it's not Mujbe V'Ayimid. Why is it not Mujbe V'Ayimid? It's not Mefurish Bekra. So now L'Chayra, let's ask ourselves: how is he learning the Gemara? How is he learning the Gemara Mujbe V'Ayimid? Is it a din of any Chal Isser? Not. Because then, if it's al enes chal iser, then it has nothing to do with whether it's a shvo on it or not. Right? Because if you do it, chatish is also in the Torah. Yeah, the iser is there. Yeah? He's not saying because this is shvo is more chamer. He's not saying that. When the Rav is coming explain to me, why is the shvo chal on this on chatish shir? He said, because you're not mushba v'aymid. There's no shvua on the chatzis shir. So, obviously, the Chari has to be learning like the Avnei Mlun, that the Gemara's kasha of mushba v'aymid needs dafka that you are mushba v'aymid. There's a shvua on the Isser of Nevela, and that's why the second shvua can't be chal. But ain't shvua chal shvua, like the Rimagash. And this comes along to Advaz and says, that according to Yechon Mechatishir, Chatishir is also min ha-Taira, but there's no Shvua. You're not Mujmav Ayim in a Chatishir. So therefore, since there's no Shvua, so we don't have any problem, there's no problem making Shvua Chal Shvua. So now when I make a Shvua not eat a Chatishir, the Shvua is Chal. Why? Because on the Chatishir, there was no Shvua that preceded it. Avad Issa was there, but there's no Shvua. Which would mean that, no, this whole Mahalach to explain that the fear of Yaichana, although Chatishir is also min ha-Taira, but there's no Shvua, it's not Mujba Vahar Sinai, this Mahalach could only be Lefi, the Mahalach of the Avim Lumi Rimagash. The Gemara's kasha of Mujba Vayimid is that since you swore by Har Sinai not to eat Nevelos, so now you can't make another shvur. And that we say, fine. But Chatzishir, you never swore not to eat Chatzishir. So now you're swearing not to eat Chatzishir. That's the chayyur what has to be the feeder advice. Okay? So now, if this is true, then I have a problem. A very big problem. Which has been giving me a headache for the last 3 days. It's not a headache that Tylenol helps. And that is, so let's go back to the Ran. When I come to the Ran, I am very much at loss. Because L'chaira, the Ran, when the Ran says, is Mahalach over here in the Sugya, he says that it's not Mujmav Ayim Har Sinai. Right? What did Ran say? Ran says, Ran said that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, not because of Chomer and Kal, right? Rather, it's not Mefurish Min HaTaira, it's not Mujmav Ayim. It's not Mujmav Ayim. It's not Mujmav Ayim. Allah. So Chayra, I understood in the Ran, and the Ran saying like Radvaz, that the Indian, Shvua, why is it, Linyan Shleitacha Shvua of, you don't say Mujbavayimid, right? Why is that? Because there was no Shvua on Har Sinai about this. Right, there's no Shvua on Har Sinai because of this. Meaning that he understands that the side of Mujmav Ayim is that there's a Shvua, and Mele Shvua can't be Chal on the Shvua. That's the Chayr, how I understand the Ran. Otherwise, what's the Ran saying? Ran saying, it's not Al Tain Svara, it's Chal Isser. Ran saying, it's a Svara, it's not Mujmav Ayim. Who cares? Why do you need Mujmav Ayim? What's the side that you need Mujmav Ayim? The Chayr means like Radvaz, and the Kesem Mishnah. That, if it's not Mefurish Mekra, then there's no Mujmav Ayim. If it's not Mefurish Bakra, then there's no Mujbaimid. Who cares if it's Mujbaim or not? But the Isser is still there. Elamai, because the problem with Mujbaimid is if you can't make a Shvua, and Shvua Chal Shvua. That's the Chayr, the Mahalach of the Ran. So now, if that's true, Abai Isai, I push it, I'm at loss. I'm push it at loss. Because if the Ran is going with Mahalach of the Advaz, so let me ask you a question, Abai Isai. Lefi the Mahalach of the Radvaz, what's the din by a Shvua L'kayim as a mitzvah? A mitzvah say. Shvua L'kayim mitzvah say. According to the Avim Luan, yeah? A Shvua to Kayim mitzvah say. So your Mujma Vayim in Har Sinai, M'kayim the mitzvah, is that true? Yeah. First Bekra. The pasuk says you have to eat in the sukkah. Leil tezvav. If you eat in the sukkah, eat matzah, blow shayfer. And I make a shvur to eat in the sukkah, to eat matzah, to blow shayfer. Yeah? According to Avin Lun, is the shvur going to be chal at all? Obviously not, right? Ain't shvur chal shvur. You can't be mushba twice. It doesn't make a difference if it's a shvur not to eat in the veila or a shvur to do a mitzvah. According to the Mahalach of Avin Lun, of Mujba Vayim Marasina is telling me that a shvur can't be chal and a shvur. Rimagash, ain't shvur chal shvur. So the din of ain't shvur chal shvur, l'chayra, is bain if it's an asay, bain alayis asay. Is that pashut? That's pashut, right? A shvur can't be chal and a shvur. So if I make a shvur, if I already made a shvur, I'm not eating the veila. Now I make another shvur, making the veil, it's not chal at all. I already made a shvur to eat matzah. Now I make another shvur to eat matzah, it's not chal at all. That l'chayr is 2 plus 2. Yeah? So now, what's my problem? I already mentioned earlier today. And if you look at the Ran and Devarim Dav Ches, it's Mavur in the Ran that, like the Mavur in the Ran that by Nishpati Bakayema, by the Sugya, By Nishba Kaimis and Mitzvah, says the Ran, it's just the meat Gai Malkus. Sorry, the Gabi Carbon. A Malkus there is, the Ran says. The Ran and Dharm Dav Ches. When the Mars Kasha, Mujbah Mar Sinai, should say it's only me mamayit from carbon, not from malchus. Says the Ran in Tarsina, a welcome Ashmalot. The Charlotte Zuda Nash claimer, Badai Litzer, you don't need the Pasik that it's Chal Bayacha. That's Chal anyway. Vada it's Chal Bayacha. Because there's a meal of Harle Hate, there's only carbon, not Malkus. The Vada Bayacha there is by Nishbakayim Bissim Mitzvah. How come I'm an ancient Dover Hoganu? How do you know that's a proper thing to do to make a Shmuel on a Mitzvah? Because it says Nishbati Bakayim. There's a mavur in the Ran, chayra, that shvul kaimis a mitzvah, and in the same page later on there in the Ches, the Ran says the same besides these dozen shvuls that was not mafurish by perek zeh. It's not mafurish b'kroy. He says the shvuls chal. He says the same besides over there. He doesn't shvuls, right? So now it's a mavur in the Ran that nishbul kaimis a mitzvah. What's the din? Nishbul kaimis a mitzvah. What's the din? It's chal l'nyamalkas. Nishbul kaim is a mitzvah chal l'nyamalkas. They're staying in Iran. L'har l'haytim is a meat and carbon. Im kain, I pashto don't know do it myself. If the Iran in Shavuos tells us that the Yisrael of Mujer B'vayim Har Sinai doesn't apply to Chatzis Shir because I'm a Furish B'kra. That means we need the Chayra, he means like the Radvaz, that a Shvua, there was no Shvua on Har Sinai. Then, and so Mekain, the Chayra, we once we're going there with the Radvaz, we have to go to the Avin Lun. And the Gemara's Kasha is that Shvua can't be Chal on Shvua. Mekain, the Chayra, Shvua is not Chal at all. Im Kain, who are the mitzvahs? If we say that a shvua can't be chal on a shvua, then who cares? Lahar lehetiv is only meat and carbon, not malchus. But mitzad ein shvua chal shvua. A nishbal kain mitzvahs asay should not be chal. So how can Ron say you get malchus? This is my problem, advice. Anyone has teretz for this, I'll be very happy. I'll even give me a good teretz. I'm offering 100 shekel reward if anyone has a good teretz for this kasha.